Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I'm all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. Now, I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. First of all, Anxiety Bites, and I know it does because I've been there. And second, I believe lasting healing comes from taking small incremental steps. So we take things one bite at a time. These are your manageable anxiety bites. So welcome. Today's episode is called 34 Ways Imbalanced Blood Sugar Feels Like Anxiety and How You Can Rebalance It. Blood sugar balance is one of the three keys to healing anxiety. So here's a quick how-to guide on low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. Now, if you're listening to my podcast, I'm sure you've experienced feelings of anxiety, depression, a sense of nervousness and gloom. Maybe you have phobias or panic disorder. And physically, do you have random moments where you feel your heart racing, or you break out in a sweat, or maybe your legs go weak for no reason? And has this happened like at a shopping mall or while you're driving? Maybe you get blurry vision and start to tremble and need to rush out or escape. Maybe you've had a multitude of medical tests done and been told there's nothing wrong with you. Or maybe you were diagnosed with an anxiety disorder or depression. Well, I just described myself. That's where I was. I was told there was nothing wrong with me because all my tests came back normal, but when I told my doctor I'd have a racing heart, I felt weak and claustrophobic and panicky, well, I was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder and prescribed medication. I look back on those days now and wonder why no doctor or medical professional ever asked me what I ate, or in my case, didn't eat, because no one knew I skipped breakfast and drank too much coffee and skimped on lunch and maybe had a little salad for dinner. And that meant my B vitamins and minerals and other important nutrients were depleted. I was running on empty. No wonder I was feeling weak. And also, I wasn't getting enough protein, which, of course, protein equals amino acids, which equals brain chemicals. So my symptoms weren't all in my head. I was really just malnourished and vitamin depleted. And because I skipped breakfast and other meals, I would get severely low blood sugar. So if you're struggling with an anxiety disorder, think about your diet and what you feed yourself, and the nourishment you're getting. How do you think it affects your anxiety or depression? Now let's talk a little bit about low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia is low levels of blood sugar in the blood due to the oversecretion of insulin by the pancreas, which causes your blood sugar to plummet below the level you need to maintain your body's function and well-being. So this triggers a wide range of symptoms, which makes it hard to diagnose, especially if nobody's talking about what you're eating. The Hypoglycemia Support Foundation says that today's low blood sugar is tomorrow's diabetes. So the symptoms of low blood sugar can present themselves as anxiety and panic, and without correcting it, you can progress into developing diabetes. And the right diet is the most important thing you can do for hypoglycemia and start healing your anxiety. In fact, balancing your blood sugar through your diet is 90% of your recovery. So really, it's about creating a nutritional balance, and you can do this. Making diet and lifestyle changes may be all you need to do to start feeling better. Now let's talk about hypoglycemia or low blood sugar symptoms. So these are just 34 of the many symptoms of low blood sugar. There can be others. Now write down the ones you may have experienced, or just keep a tally of how many you have. And if you have more than 10 symptoms, let's work on getting your blood sugar into balance. The symptoms are both mental and physical. So first off, number one, do you feel worse before breakfast? Are you nauseated in the morning? Number two, do you have insomnia? Or number three, awaken after a few hours sleep? Number four, have difficulty getting back to sleep? Number five, have nightmares? Number six, suffer from chronic fatigue? Number seven, get afternoon headaches? Number eight, feel sleepy during the day and after meals? Number nine, lack energy or motivation? Number 10, feel a sense of chronic nervous exhaustion? Number 11, you need coffee or sugar in the morning? Number 12, you crave candy or sugar or coffee and caffeine in the afternoon, so you get that slump? Number 13, you drink 3 or more cups of coffee or soda every day? Number 14, you have an abnormal craving for sweets. You just can't get them off your mind. You got to have them. Now let's talk about some of the physical symptoms. Number 15, dizziness and lightheadedness. Number 16, weakness. 17, blurred vision. Number 18, do you feel extremely hungry or faint unless you eat frequently? Number 19, do you feel a lot better after you eat? Number 20, do you get shaky if you're hungry? Number 21, do you feel inner trembling where you feel like your body is moving in the inside, but physically you're not moving at all? Number 22, do you eat when you're nervous, especially social anxiety? Do you find yourself nibbling on things all night at a party, for example? Number 23, butterflies in your stomach or cramps. Maybe even you have a Crohn's or another digestive problem. Number 24, do you get a racing heart if your meals are missed or delayed? Number 25, that fight or flight feeling, that need to flee and rush and go. Okay, now let's continue with some of the ways low blood sugar can affect you mentally. Number 26, poor memory or ability to concentrate. 27, cry and get weepy for no real reason. 28, depressed, blues. You just feel so melancholy, like you really don't care. 29, do you have trouble making decisions and find yourself going around in circles in your head a lot? Number 30, do you have unpredictable and draining mood swings? Are you angry and sad and upset and hurt and raging all day long? Number 31, are you highly emotional? Are you that person that everyone says is so sensitive? Number 32, are you a worrier? Do you feel insecure and fearful all the time? 33, do you have deep, dark thoughts of suicide? Do waves of really dark feelings pass over you? And 34, any of the 6 types of anxiety disorder I talked about in my earlier podcast, especially panic disorder. Notice how these symptoms of low blood sugar are very similar, or actually exactly alike, a panic disorder, generalized anxiety, depression. So what if we can fix this? What if we fix your blood sugar? How do you think that would make you feel? Now, if you want to put this to the test, I'll have a homework assignment for you at the end of the podcast. Now, there are 4 important steps to balancing your blood sugar. It's pretty basic, really. Well, I call it basic because it's my lifestyle, and it has been for many years. But if it's new to you, I'm always available to coach you through it, because if I can help you avoid one miserable panic attack, and I know how miserable it could be, I'm here for you. Okay, so first, it's what you eat. It's that simple. Choosing healthy foods, that's where you start. Start with some of the most nutrient-dense foods. They're perfect for helping you keep your blood sugar stable, and they're very healthy to get your nutrients back up if you've been depleted of all your nutrients that you need. So I like keeping it simple, of course. So here's how you start with 12 foods, just a dozen foods, and you'll be well on your way. Leafy green vegetables, avocado, celery, beets, broccoli, blueberries, pineapple, protein like chicken, fish, or meat, nuts, citrus fruits, coconut oil, and sweet potatoes. That's it. 12 simple foods. If you start incorporating those foods in your diet as soon as tomorrow, you'll start feeling great. And try to stay well hydrated too. Flush out the toxins. Give your body the hydration it needs to start healing. And you can add slices of cucumber or lemons or berries to your water if you want to give it a little flavor. Now the second step is the foods you need to avoid. And it's extremely important to avoid eating the worst of the blood sugar destabilizing foods, the nutrient depleting foods, as much as possible. And I know I'll be talking about some of your favorite foods too, and I'm sorry, but this is how you heal anxiety. You could take it one bite at a time. Start switching things little by little. So here are the foods. Refined carbohydrates and gluten, like breads and pastas and cookies. French fries and other fried foods. Margarine and shortening and canola oil and those kinds of things. So that's where you swap your coconut oil. That's easy. Cut out processed meats like hot dogs and lunch meats. Processed foods is another thing you'll need to start cutting from your diet. Canned packaged foods like jarred pasta sauce and salad dressings and flavored yogurts or things that say low fat or have ingredients you can't read. Convenience foods, if they have large amounts of chemicals, additives, sodium, fats, sugars, and that means fast food and junk food. Consider cutting out pre-made meals and microwavable dinners unless you get the really healthy ones. Sugar? I'm sorry, sugar has to go. I know that's a tough one, but make an effort if you can to start cutting back on cookies and desserts and candy. But don't switch to artificial sweeteners like Splenda or NutraSweet because they're really no better for you than sugar. Alcohol, coffee, caffeinated beverages, try to cut down and switch to green tea. And finally, soda, fruit juices, and other high sugar beverages. Now, I have a food swap list I'd be happy to send you, and it could really help you the next time you go to the grocery store so you know what to buy. And it's really not that difficult. It may sound like a lot at first, but you'll work through it. We can work through it together. Now, the third way to balance your blood sugar is eating. Never skip meals. Start with breakfast because it's going to make a huge difference. You'll need to get 3 healthy meals a day with protein, vegetables, a little fat, and a little fruit, plus a couple of snacks to help maintain your blood sugar. So never skip meals. Being prepared with meals and snacks is one great way to manage hypoglycemia and start getting healthier. So shop ahead. Get my food swap list or one of my shopping guides and stock up on the basics so you can keep snacks in your car. You can take food with you to work. You can keep a little something in your purse, like nuts or string cheese. Boil a dozen eggs. You can grab a couple for breakfast all week long. Or maybe cook a dozen chicken thighs ahead of time. Being prepared will really help you avoid skipping meals or rushing out without breakfast. I know I always say, eat better, feel better. So how would you like to test it? Well, here's your homework assignment. Keep a food journal, right? A food journal. Keep a daily account of everything you eat for a week. Write down what you eat, the time, and how you feel. And it'll show you how food impacts you both mentally and physically. And at the end of the day, notice how your emotions impacted your eating, or if your eating impacted your emotions. If you want a printout of the 34 low blood sugar symptoms, just let me know, drop me a message, because then you can compare the number of symptoms you have now and check yourself again in a few days or even a few weeks from now. And one thing I have to say when it comes to balancing your blood sugar is get some support. Balancing your blood sugar really can be frustrating at times because trying to eat right and avoid healthy foods and change your lifestyle can be a chore, especially if people in your life aren't on the same page. And sometimes you may feel like it's not fair that you can't eat whatever you like everybody else does. And you're that person who's cursed with anxiety. And sometimes you just want to give up, but actually, you're not that one person because you and 40 million other people are struggling, so don't feel alone. I understand. That's why I say take things one bite at a time. And even that may feel like a lot at first, especially if you have fatigue, depression, mood swings, addictions to sugar and caffeine and alcohol. But if you take it one bite at a time, your first bite, your first step could be simply swapping your vegetable oil for coconut oil, or having 2 boiled eggs in the morning instead of a donut. So you can build on small changes, something as simple as having green tea instead of a cup of coffee tomorrow. That may be too much, but it's a lifelong commitment to healing, so there's no race to the finish. So that's it. That's today's podcast. Let's just review real quick. The problem: 34 ways low blood sugar mimics anxiety disorders, and 3 ways you can help to fix it. The solution: making simple, healthy food choices and eating. The benefit: less anxiety, fewer symptoms of anxiety, less panic, and feeling better overall. So balancing blood sugar can equal balanced moods. Now, how soon before you see the results? I'm sure you'd like to know that. Immediately, honestly, if you start eating breakfast and making a conscious effort to start changing your diet, you'll feel better immediately. And over time, you'll just get better and better and better. It does take time to heal because you do have to build up your nutrients and your brain chemicals and get your blood sugar in balance. It takes some time, but you'll feel better right away and get better from that point on. Now, as a disclaimer, I just want to add that if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop. Don't make any changes unless and until you've discussed it with your doctor or primary caregiver, because remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer you support. I'm not here to diagnose or treat anything, okay? As a former anxiety sufferer, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks feel like. I know what a panic attack feels like in 4 lanes of traffic on a busy freeway and breaking out in a sweat and feeling dizzy. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help, because we can fix this. And we fix this by eating really yummy, good food. So how great is that? Eat better, feel better, balance your blood sugar, and put some of those anxiety symptoms behind you. If you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. I have a lot of great tools I'd be happy to share with you. A protein guide, healthy shopping lists, food journals, the list of 34 symptoms, and maybe some other workbooks that would be good for you. If you want to know more about me and what I do, visit my website, BellaHolisticNutrition.com, and please remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon, and until next time, take care.